Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
The Edinburgh Fringe Festival is a month-long comedy festival in Scotland, and a lot of the up-and-coming comedians go on there and put on shows for the entire month. It's a slog, it's grueling for them, but it's huge for Edinburgh. There's still 1 week left of it. It finishes this day week, but already the lists of best jokes of the Edinburgh Fringe Festival have started to appear on our feeds. And I'm going to give you this particular top 10 list from 10 to 1, and I'm going to get you to judge them and see if you can do better. Maybe you got jokes that will make us laugh more than these ones.
I have faith in you that you do. I'm not so sure about my faith in myself, but Dave, what do we have?
Andy Leakes. I used to hate darts, but recently I've done a real 180.
You see, that's all in the delivery. That's good, but you have to commit to it.
Amanda Hersey at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. I had a one-night stand, and in the morning we went to Starbucks. I had to find out his name.
Yeah, Grant, yeah. Starbucks write the buyer of the coffee's name on the cup, yeah. It's okay.
Bert Williamson. My mum often comments on my weight, but in her defence, in the time she's known me, I've put on nearly 16 stone.
Okay. See, okay, I'm kind of liking these. Is that bad?
So the idea was that the mother had the child and then, you know.
Oh, you see, once you're explaining, you're losing, I think.
I feel some of these do need explainings. People who say bath bombs are relaxing have clearly never tried to carry one home in the rain.
Okay, this is a low point.
That's Ian Smith. Typically, bath bombs would have some plastic on them, so.
Gary, you'd be carrying them in a bag.
I don't know where he's getting his bath bombs.
Yeah.
From Jacob Nussi, the funniest thing about this is his name. Last night I had a really boring dream. I slept right through it.
I see, I kind of like that one.
That's all right, okay.
Sorry, I do.
I'll give that an applause.
Right.
Here's one that only people of a certain generation and of a certain inkling will get. From Dean Coughlin. I just had my dog chipped. Now I can play my old PlayStation games on it.
Sorry, that's getting tumbleweed for me now.
Okay. Back in the day, you could get your PlayStation chipped.
Okay.
And then you could play loads of other games on said PlayStation. It was nearly like the original hacking of a dodgy stick that you could watch streams.
Ew. Okay. This is what happens when you're a child raised with books. I'm sorry. I'm so bad at these cultural references.
Now we're getting better. I'm not one to brag about the size of my willy, but I've just been charged with decent exposure. That is good.
The word...
You know what's even better?
I don't want to say the word. The W word is one of the most upsetting words.
You know what's even better?
What?
You know what their name is? Dickie Richards.
No, it's not.
I swear to God.
That has to be a stage name.
Well, is their whole act just about willy jokes? Then so.
Just ban the W word.
Okay, there is some of the jokes of the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. If you have better, I'm sure you could have one better than that. What is your one go-to joke? Gun to your head. Give me a joke.
This is seasonal, but I am starting to get worried that I'm forgetting the words to Last Christmas and Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go. I think I'm getting whamnesia.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Not great.
No.
But surely you have better. Lynn?
If a bluebird has blue babies and a blackbird has black babies, what bird has no babies?
Now, Lynn says, this isn't for radio now. It's too filthy. If you really want to know, ask me the answer. And I'm like, give us the answer. Any ideas?
A swallow.
Okay, we'll leave you that to work out yourself. Let's move swiftly on to Ed. Ed, got jokes?
Two peanuts were walking down the street. One was assaulted.
Harder before.
What? That's good though.
Two packets of crisps were walking down the road. Pulled up with them, offered them a lift. They said, no, we're walkers.
Okay, that was good.
Never heard that before.
Like, I'm sure I have, but maybe I've forgotten it because I did enjoy that.
Kevy?
A grasshopper walks into a bar and the barman looks at him and goes, hey, you've got a drink named after you. And the grasshopper says, you've got a drink called Steve.
Hey.
That's all in the delivery. Well done.
Kevy, if anyone else delivered that, it wouldn't be excellent. But you delivered it spectacularly well. Why does Snoop Dogg have an umbrella?
In case it rains, I don't know.
Fo-jwizzle. Oh. Thank you, Baza.
I love bad jokes.
Clearly you've read too many books and not enjoyed enough jokes in your time.
I'm liking these. Like, for example, may I revert to one of my favourite men, Richard Osman, who has a very good joke. Trying to break up with an optician is very difficult. Every time I tell her I can't see her anymore, she just moves an inch closer and says, how about now?
Very yes, good.
Hey, nerds can have good jokes now.
Even funnier if you've got your eyes tested recently. What do you call a number that won't sit still?
No, I don't know.
A Roman numeral. Double up on that. What do you call a nun that won't sit still?
A Roman Catholic.
Well done, Fionnuala Corbett. Well done, Fionnuala. It's like getting a child lad two and two together. Stunning piece of work.
Don't
there.
Don't be a second, but I got there.
Got jokes? Give them to us. We clearly have more qualified comedians listening to this show than have been at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival.
Go over there next year and you could be winning £250.
Wow! Step up.
How do you join a group that sings hymns together? You inquire.
Hey.
That's good.
Jimmy.
And not a hint of a smile in telling us that joke either.
As the best comedians do, Jamie in Portlaoise with the double. Go again.
I enrolled on a course of air guitar lessons. It was completely free. No strings attached.
Excellent. Jamie, I really love the serial killer delivery that you give us.
I'm also going to absolutely steal your inquire joke for myself. Thank you.
He keeps going, Jamie. This one he didn't get round to voice noting. I was offered a job today, but I turned it down because they were only willing to pay me in vegetables. The salary was unacceptable. Very good, Jamie.
Wordplay. Always love it.
An oldie but a goldie. Niall, what's the difference between a hippo and a zippo?
I don't know what the first part of the answer is. Fionnuala. I'm messing it up.
One is really heavy and the other's a little lighter. Well done.
Yeah, sorry.
You got there in the end. Do you remember the story about DJ Calvin Harris?
Is this something to do with him sharing the pictures of the placenta after his baby was born?
No, why did you bring that up?
Sorry.
Why did you ruin the joke now? Absolutely ruined the joke. You didn't need to mention placenta. 5:40 in the evening.
Very sorry.
Anyways, he used to work the fish counter in his local supermarket in Scotland and he got the sack. Why?
Calvin Harris, fish counter, DJ.
Because he was always dropping the bass. Because bass is a type of fish.
That is enjoyable. Thank you, Dave.
Is what it must be like to feed a toddler.
You could have
knock, knock.
Substituted Paul Rudd into that as well.
Knock, knock.
And said it was because he was always slapping the bass.
Knock, knock.
Oh,
this
who's there?
Person is flat out knocking at the door and there's no answer. It's not Jehovah's Witnesses. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Tank.
Tank who?
You're welcome.
That really was a toddler joke. It's only the level that I'm able for it to Dave.
And here's the level we're at right now. If you can up it, we'd love to take your jokes to save your life. 087-1102-107.
Hey! Hi! Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.